Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to Work Life
Woo-hoo.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. We are, this will be the quietest episode you'll ever hear from us, probably, because we're in a car.
This is going to be that good. Can you tell I'm so excited?
That good audio that Summer's going to have a hard time reverting back to not having. Be the easiest one that we edit, too, hopefully. So we just started again. It must be, this is the universe, man. I don't know what's going on. We need to really reflect on our abundance and scarcity mindset is what I'm gathering.
Well, and you know what else, Haley?
We're sitting in Summer's car, by the way. I don't even know if I said that.
I think, like you said, nothing good comes easy.
No. And also the beeping is like, yes, that's true. You need to, Haley. Da-da-da, you got it right.
It's like Herbie fully loaded.
I know. God, we're in Transformers right now.
Just split it.
Splitting the deck.
Okay.
Okay, she's pretty. All right, so we're pulling our Oracle card. And so we just, so you people at home understand what just happened, we started our walk, got about, what'd you say, 10 minutes in.
Really rolling.
Really good things. One of these days we'll have like a
bloopers
archive,
yes,
of things to release from now, the second fail of this episode.
Of this week.
Of this week's episode.
Yeah.
Where we realized it wasn't our mics that were effed up. It was the piece that you plug into the phone was not charged because I didn't think you needed to charge that piece. So anyways, here we are. We're pulling an oracle card for today, and it's Our Lady of Sacred Sisterhood. Summer's back from COVID land, but she's good. We're all good.
Yep.
Okay. The Divine Feminine is awaking in your heart. She guides you to apply your heart wisdom to any challenges in your life, transforming something that was once a cause of concern or even fear into a chance to realize the depth, power, and spiritual capacity of your soul. You are strong enough to open up and let others connect to your powerful, awakened, and beautiful heart.
Well, there must be a reason that just happened.
Yeah. Let's leave it out. You want to leave it out?
Okay. Yeah. Because that was crazy.
That was crazy. Apparently, we're reaching into our sisterhood roots and we're going to be good. It's going to be good.
But literally 2 seconds ago, I said
things that aren't, my quote about like, if it's easy, it's not worth it, or things that are worth it are always hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Which we never know if that's true or not. I mean, it's one way to look at things.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that leads right into our topic for today, which is abundance mindset versus scarcity mindset.
Yes. So Haley, do you want to like break things down from the beginning? Do you want to explain what the abundance mindset means?
Yeah. And like, I think, you know, we focus first on the word abundance, and that means that there is, you know, an infinite amount of something. Like there's a lot of something, right?
Yeah.
And having an abundant mindset for me started, like me learning of that kind of concept started when I got a book called The Abundance, Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Ban Breathnach. And this was a book I got from Half Price Bookstore back in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And it called out to me because it was giving me all these cottagecore vibes. And I was like, oh, a day book, I can do that. I can read a passage a day because I'm not really a book reader. And it's ironic, as I've said, because I am writing a book, but I like to listen to books and I like to read some books too. So I like storytelling. But she really talks about living abundantly means staying true to your most authentic self and how, like, getting down to the most simple ways to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, for me, I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? Like, how do you understand what your most authentic self even is? And so, like, she gives great ways to like reflect on that, basically. Yeah. And like with abundance and thinking of it as a mindset, it's like choosing to believe that there's enough of something instead of choosing to believe that there's not enough of something.
Yeah. It's an active choice.
It's an active choice. Yeah. And you were saying about your quote that you heard this morning.
Yeah. I'm nervous to touch our phone because that's recording.
Yeah.
But we're going to hope for the best here. Okay, so it's a James Wedmore quote that I heard. I highly recommend listening to his podcast also. But he said, abundance isn't about money, it's about a mindset. I think a lot of us fall into like, oh, the abundance mindset only revolves around like, I want a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And like, that's not the proper way to view or use the mindset. And that's not the intention of abundance.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it, like, money is a part of it down the line, but money is a part of everything down the line.
Yeah.
But it's not where abundance begins, as you just said.
Yeah. But to add to that, something else that James Wedmore actually said in his podcast that resonated with me is he said, it's not about the money. It's about the mission and about what you want, like, wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. So, like, he used a great example of whenever he started his business, his online business, he had nothing. He lost all of his money and he had to move back in with his parents.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend at the time and he had like zero money to get her anything for her birthday, mm-hmm. but he didn't know. And so he tried to get Tony Robbins tickets for them mm-hmm. and he like checked his bank account and only had a dollar and the tickets were $1,000. And so he was like, I just meditated on it. And like, I guess this is just an example of like, I'm really diving into it right now, but mm-hmm. an example of like how to really meditate on the things that matter.
Right.
And so he was like, I meditated on it. And I really just thought to myself, like you say, where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
And so he was like, I just meditated until I felt like I was done. And he said the next day he was playing tennis with a friend and the friend was like, could I get you to edit a video for me and I'll trade you Tony Robbins tickets?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And he said that he was, which you and I have experienced this multiple times,
yep.
where something happens and you can't like even make words.
You really can't. Like you're just, there is no rhyme or reason. It's like we've said before, actually, I'm like trying to think if we actually did release that episode and when we were talking about like trusting in things that you don't understand or can't see.
Yeah.
Right. Like trusting faith. In the process. So like faith and like the universe and, you know, whatever, whoever it is you believe in, because like we don't have the path. We just got to like do what we can and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. And like we have these like modalities, tactics that help us get to those points. I feel like it's like God's way of saying like, you know, the whole quote about like, the guy that goes, I know I've talked about this, the guy that goes to God and says like, God, I want to win the lottery. I want to mm-hmm. win the lottery. And he's like, you haven't even bought a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like us buying the lottery ticket.
Yes. Or in the third door.
Yeah.
When the CEO of Zappos. This was my favorite chapter. One of my favorite chapters. Alex Benai shadowed him for like 2 or 3 days. And his employees said to Alex, like, you're so lucky to be able to shadow the CEO of Zappos, like our boss, you know, we've wanted to shadow him for so long. And you're so lucky. And Alex then asked the CEO of Zappos, I wish I knew his name.
I know, I forget his name too.
But he asked him, why don't you let any of your employees shadow you? And he was like, they never ask. Hmm. And it's like, you know, why would you expect the universe to just gift you all of these things if you don't ask?
You don't ask.
And yeah. if you aren't putting that energy out there.
Right, if you're not showing up. So, okay.
I think we went deep fast.
We did. So I think like with choosing an abundant mindset. So, and I want us to get into maybe a little bit in the further in the episode about like why we both have grown up as in a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
I think that's valid and important to kind of talk about, but I don't want to like make that a loomy thing on it because we're growing out of that. But I think I want to talk about choosing. So the act of choosing,
yeah.
making a decision, like every single day you choose between option one and option two. And
yep.
so that's a mindset in itself. And so, you know, having an abundant mindset would mean like, obviously, we don't know what's going to go wrong
yeah.
in our lives. Maybe we have something coming up that we're anxious about. We're like, oh my gosh, it could go really bad. But you can choose, because we don't know, that means you have an advantage.
Yep.
You can choose to believe, Delulu is the Salulu.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to believe it's going to go stellar.
Yeah.
And until it ish hits the fan.
Or it may never.
It may never hit the fan.
Right.
And so you've just instead made that decision to spend that time.
Yeah.
giving yourself grace and light and love and like release instead of harping on yourself and dogging on yourself and giving yourself stress in waiting for something that you have no control over, no idea how it's going to lay out and pulled out. And like, also it's like, I've found too, in those moments when I have made the decision to go at it at a more like optimistic, abundant mindset, things start to like develop in a way that I might have not even allowed myself to think about. So it's like, maybe I think of an even better approach to that mm-hmm. option, to that like thing I'm scared of.
Yep.
You know? And so it's like, I'm allowing my brain then to like reach another level because I instead didn't choose to like spiral.
Yeah. So just like in that sermon that I sent to you too.
Yeah, so good.
From last Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm losing my train of thought.
You've got backup.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying like, you know, you can, why the unanswered prayer part, is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Yeah. So talking about times when you've been frustrated, when you've had unanswered prayers, but then you look back and it's like, it worked out for that way for a reason.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly. So thinking about like with my business, for example, every like thing that hasn't worked out, I, in the moment, I'm like, what the heck? Why isn't this working out?
Right.
It's the most frustrating thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's making, first, it's making a conscious effort to move past that. And I'll tell the story about how you helped me in a like business situation. But mm-hmm. in hindsight, I'm able to look back and see, oh, that didn't work out because it's not, it like, that would have been silly for me to think that should have worked out.
Yeah.
You know, for example, to kind of bring business into this, but like mm-hmm. I had a VIP day business launch or, you know, offer launch back in like January, maybe. And I opened it up to 10 spots. Haley, I offered my soul for like basically the entire back end of business aside from like the money part.
Yeah.
I offered my like, for all of the systems sides of things and for $600.
Yeah. 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 You were giving away the milk for free or whatever that line is.
Yeah. Right? Like, and it makes sense, right? Like yeah. I had just pivoted my business. Like
you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, if I would have filled all of those spots, I'd be broke and I'd still be working.
And you'd still be working on those projects.
For free.
Basically.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So you now know that. But like, okay. So I think where you're going with this is the fact that nobody or like a few people signed up, right?
Well, so that's actually, yeah, the next point I was going to make. So mm-hmm. the people who did sign up
yeah.
are people who are very, both agencies.
Yeah.
And people who are very aligned with me. Mm-hmm. And so now in hindsight, I'm able to see, oh, of course the universe and God aligned us to work together because it like, was such a great learning lesson for me. Mm-hmm. It was such a great experience. And now I know that I want to work with agencies mm-hmm. because those were the experiences that I had. Mm-hmm. So, like, sorry, one of them was not an agency, but also built an incredible friendship.
Yeah, for sure.
And like connection. And mm-hmm. anyway, so it's just, you know, you can see, oh, of course those things work out how they're supposed to in hindsight, but in the moment it feels like, oh, the world is working against me, and that's like the most dangerous.
And so I think like this is also, I've got like two thoughts. I think this is a perfect example of you being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because you, instead of, you know, like in that moment, I was there with you in that moment yeah. and you felt like it was a defeat.
Yeah.
And now, but because you were an entrepreneur and you're thinking entrepreneurially, you were like, okay, I got to figure this out. Like there is a reason.
Yeah.
And so you were looking for the lesson.
Yeah.
And that's what got you to this point now of like realizing, okay, now I can see it. Because if you didn't choose that, you could still very well be in the scarcity mindset right now looking yeah. back on this. So like
oh, for sure.
The viewpoint of that would have been like, probably you wouldn't be realizing, you wouldn't be as far along in understanding, getting clarity on like who it is you want to work with.
Yeah.
You'd still be like probably upset and just been like, you know,
doom and gloom.
And like that would have hindered your progress.
Yep.
Not saying you wouldn't get there eventually. I think you would, but like it would, again, it's just also, this is like bringing up like, I don't have time for this shit. You know, like as that mindset, I'm like, I really don't have time
yeah.
to loom and gloom because it's like, we're on to the next thing now.
Yep.
And I think that's another piece of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Like you have to have that because you got to fail fast. I think that's what somebody somewhere famous has said, like mm-hmm. fail hard, fail fast, move forward.
Yeah.
Fail forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you have like been so good about that recently, which like, part of it is you've been kind of like forced to do it, but you mm-hmm. are looking at it from like as positively as you can.
Yeah. I have so thought coming up an example, I think, of me on a daily basis practicing an abundance mindset is, so I, back in when I first began, I was like, if I lose one client, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Like in terms of finances.
Right. Yeah.
I am going, and I would be like losing sleep over it.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the years, when I started having that thought, I thought, ooh, what makes me feel better is if I lost a client, I'd have more time that I could reinvest back into learning.
Yeah.
I know I'm pretty much scrappy enough to figure something out. You know, I've done the side gigs, I've done nannying, you know, I could do whatever. So I've signed up for Rover, you know, like there are plenty of options we're lucky to have in this day and time.
Yep.
Worst case scenario, I go back and work for someone else to get to, you know, point A to point B. So along the lines of like, you know, now moving forward today, when I have that thought, because I still have that thought still comes up like pretty much on a weekly basis. Yep. I comfort myself in saying, first of all, if that were to happen, it needs to happen. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do to control that. All I can do is my very best and like do the work that I need to do. And if that's not in alignment with that client anymore, then, you know, let it go to let it grow. And so I think now I think about it like downtime to, you know, hibernate and bloom.
Yep.
You know, like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Then be a butterfly.
Yeah. And also like nothing is forever and nothing is permanent. So like,
yeah.
So no matter what you have to do in your business to get to the next step, doesn't mean you're going to be doing that forever. And that's something that I've had to work on to share a little bit about like me and the beginning of my journey. And I've obviously, Haley got like the tears and the, you know, stress, but about it, but
and the wins and the laughs and the hoorahs,
right? But I am talking about the specific,
yes,
like really challenging moment for me was truthfully just a few months ago when things weren't working out. I was driving Uber to like
make ends meet,
make ends meet,
I
was driving.
There's Herbie saying, yes, you were, girl.
We were in this
because you had this hustle and grind mentality, which wasn't. We'll get to that in a minute. Keep going. I want you to share.
Well, so I was going to say it felt in the moment awful.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't what I wanted to be doing. I also, you know, have like prior to this had a professional like career working for other people. And so it felt like the awful, icky side of my brain was like, you're a professional. You shouldn't be doing this. And then the other side of my brain was like, you know, like this is what you're doing to get your business started. This isn't forever. Mm-hmm. It's not permanent. And also like, and you helped me to feel this way, but like, good on you for doing everything you can. Mm-hmm. So I have a very specific memory or story of just to kind of share with everyone. I had someone that I was working with who invited me to a networking event that I wanted to go to really bad. And so I Ubered that day to be able to pay for the networking event.
Yeah, I remember that.
That evening. Mm. So.
Because you wanted to show up for your business and like, you know, you knew like that person was a valuable friend.
Yeah.
First and foremost friend, but then like you wanted to use what your passion is to help her business.
Yep.
Their business, right?
Yep. So,
yeah. No, I think that's perfect examples of living in abundant, like living in an abundant mindset.
Yeah, for sure. And so a couple of things. So first, it's an active choice. Mm-hmm. Second thing is something else I've learned is like meditation. Meditate hard and like do it even if you only have 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. An app that I highly recommend is the Superhuman app.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I feel like for people who, you know, don't meditate and when you think meditation means sitting still with your eyes closed, that's not true. Like you can, so what Summer's saying, the Superhuman app has walking meditations. It's great because she uses music and meditative like mantras.
Yep.
And she walks you through it. So for people who, you know, cringe at the thought of sitting still, like with your own thoughts for a minute, that's not the only version of meditation.
No, definitely not. Because I really struggle to sit in quiet. So it's,
And so I want to touch on, so like I said back in the beginning, you know, living an abundant life means being true to your most authentic self. So I want to talk a little bit about that because this is like the life of the work-life woo happening. Yep. Because like today's reading in Sarah's book, it's about carving out time for personal pursuits that bring contentment. Mm. And so she talks about a lot like, you know, we haven't learned yet basically to put ourselves on our priority, on our like top priority list.
Yeah.
And I think it was interesting to me because she talks about like carving out time in your day for creative pursuits. But for people like us who are working, doing what we love to do as a means, like we're working, our jobs are what we love to do.
Yep.
I guess is what I'm saying. So like the creative pursuit is the job.
It is. It's already happening.
It's already happening. So I want to, and she just says, like, maybe if we took an hour a day to paint, to plot, to throw pots, we wouldn't be in pain, physical or psychic, just maybe. And for people who don't have, I think it's a fine line, right? Because I've heard, you know, if you do what you love for a living, that could get a little toxic too.
Yeah.
Because I know people, I know friends, I've been there, like where you're like selling your soul and you're like, but I thought I loved to do this.
Right.
Why does this not feel good?
Yeah.
So I want us to talk a little bit about that. And then I think talking about one thing that we do or that we want to do for funsies in our lives, that's like more on putting ourselves on the priority list, like an action, like, you know, or an activity or something that maybe we could spend more than 15 minutes on in a day or a week. But yeah, like, how has it been for you to do what you love to do now for people? Like, how has that balance been? Have you felt like there's a boundary? Or like, just talk about like that. Like, would systems be your like living your most authentic self?
So I can see how that like that point happens for people, because entrepreneurship is not easy and not for the faint of heart. And so you're doing what you love, but you're adding in so many other facets that may not be as much of what you love or may just be hard for you. And that's, you know, we can go into its own conversation. But so I can see how that can happen. Something that has helped me a lot with that is something that I've talked about in multiple episodes now and that you shared with me is like, I go back to prayer. And so in those moments where I'm like, if I ever think to myself, this doesn't feel fun, then I like pray, which is its own form of meditation, and just ask God to use me as a vessel. And like, if I feel, if I have icky energy surrounding what I'm doing, I'm not doing the best for my clients.
So there's so much power in the fact that we have an option to iterate and change. What it is we're doing and how we do, how we make money. Right. And like, I think it really, it took a while to understand that, you know, you can shift, like we're choosing to do our own thing for a reason. And I think we're on this path and this goal of like doing what we are being called to do and like executing that. Not many people get to do that in their lives. Like, you know, some people go the corporate route, 9 to 5, and they do need to carve out time outside of that to be creative and fulfill your most authentic self. So I think like, because, you know, we have set up our lives to make money, being our most authentic self, we do have to stop in those moments of feeling burnout or feeling ick or feeling anger and being like, and praying and being meditating on it and then saying, okay, what do I need to do to change? And then executing that change.
And another thing that came up for me too, when you were saying that, is like, I feel so grateful. And I think this is what I want for so many entrepreneurs. And not that it's like smooth sailing at all. I don't want to give that impression, but I guess something, a reminder for yourself, no matter what you do, is like how lucky we are to like choose something and be able to put all of our energy towards it. No matter if it's your career or your business, if you are in the right career and, you know, something that feels aligned to you or just something that you want to try and learn, how lucky we are to have those choices.
I think too, something I want to point out is the fact that you and I are entrepreneurs and choosing, we are the entrepreneurs that are choosing to go the passion route. Not everyone has to do that. Like you can be an entrepreneur and not have to create a successful business out of something you're passionate about.
It can also just
there's
be something.
There's a whole other side to that world too. But, you know, I think at that point, then the passion is just being an entrepreneur. Right. And like starting something fun. Okay. So what's one thing that outside of your work that would like you could do that makes you feel like authentic summer?
See, okay. So it's hard for me because like we were just saying, I feel like my business is so fun to me.
It is you living your most authentic summer.
But something I have been prioritizing is prior to COVID, COVID free now, y'all, but is getting up in the mornings, every morning and walking. And so that has been nice, but I don't know. I think just generally speaking, if I'm not working, I'm like, you know, trying to do things for other people. And so I think maybe when what came up for me when you were saying that is like doing something to feel like childlike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So what would that be like?
I don't know, like going and playing at the beach or...
Yeah, like taking a little sandcastle kit.
Yeah. What about for you?
So for me, it's writing and seeing live music.
Oh, live music, yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that soon.
Like, yeah. I'm going to see Blink 182.
I know. I next can't week. Talk about it. If Courtney's there, we're done.
She says she's going on tour with him, her and Rocky.
I'm sick.
I'm so going to faint if I see even like an inch of her face. I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, we're in the Kardashian presence.
Oh.
Not to like, I mean, obviously like Blink love
right,
them.
Right.
But
let's be
and
real.
And we're going for them. But yeah, there is the added benefit that a Kardashian might be in my presence. And I'm so excited. Okay. So anyways, those are the two things that always take me back to my little emo heart that was when I was growing up. And like, and yeah, I think it goes, it's so interesting. We are like, you revert back to your childhood to feel like your most authentic self, because I think it's like before everything got hard as an adult or complicated. So you go back to that, you know, and we both have had trauma in our childhoods, but we still have those like pieces that make us feel safe and at peace. And that's like, for me now, it's writing. And of course, in my true Haley fashion, I'm like, okay, so I enjoy writing. So now that means I need to be a writer and I need to write a book. And so there's always like that part of me that's like, let's make this a thing.
Yep.
Because I like to do it. And the music thing, I'm like, oh, I love live music. Okay, I need to start having more musician clients. And that's a whole other thing that I've been working on. And so, yeah, for me, I'm a serial worker. That's like a part of who I am too. But those are two things like, I think if I were to sit down and do more of, or, you know, put more energy towards pursuing, that would be me living a more abundant life.
Yeah.
For sure. Or lead me to a more abundant life.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So something that I do want to name, just because I want people to know, I don't know if I'm saying this appropriately, but I want people to know what to look out for when it comes to falling.
Scarcity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've talked a lot about abundance. So like scarcity.
Yeah. So I think just things to look out for, and we don't need to dive into the whole like where, you know, root of scarcity and root of trauma. I mean, we can go into it a little bit, but
yeah,
you know, I, like you said, I don't want to like harp on it, but I think some things to look out for with a scarcity mindset is like that feeling or thought of lack. Mm. So like why, or like that doom and gloom, like we were saying, so why aren't things working out for me? You know,
why can't I do something?
Why are they successful? Oh, of course they're successful.
Right. Right. And like, you know, it's like unreal expectations.
Yeah.
That's a scarcity mindset.
And, you know, like, so flipping those thoughts. So like, of course they're successful. Of course they have this. Why can't I or
yeah, like comparing.
I was trying to give a positive and I
you kept going back to the negative. Yeah. So yeah, I think like, you know, good for them for being successful.
Right.
So, like, I will be successful one day too.
Yes.
That's, you know, like, because you're on your own path.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'm going to restart that. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you look at someone and you say, like, I just saw someone walk by with a really nice paddleboard and they're about to go out into the water. So, I'm excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is, like, why don't I have that paddleboard? Because it's so nice.
Right.
But then, like, I can, like,
if that's something you want, then yeah, that's something you add to your goals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you will have that one day then.
Something to work for.
Something to work for.
We all are capable of so many things. So if you feel the lack, mm-hmm, do something about it.
So something that's coming to mind that I'm going back to the abundant thing, but I will say one of the things I've always prided my mom on, and I've like talked about this to my friends and my therapist. One thing my mom did really well when I was growing up is she literally, for better or for worse, made me feel like I could do anything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But she didn't know enough or like give me enough path of like, okay, well, here's how you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, you want to do that? You can. That's great. End of story. And but like that still was instilled, I think, as a child, then like set me up for like, well, I don't really want to just like be a teacher.
Or, yeah.
I know, you know, love teachers. My best friend's a teacher. But, you know, I just don't want to go down this like path of normalcy or whatever. Like, I'm like, ooh, there's something else I can do. It's something I can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that believing that is an abundant mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, truly, I know it sounds silly, but there's the paddleboard.
Oh, so nice. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling like it, like, Dude is living and I feel so happy.
It's Friday
for him.
And he's paddleboarding on Daniel Island. Yeah.
I feel so happy for him.
Good for you, bro. We'll be there eventually.
He's like moving too.
I mean, we could rent paddleboards and do this tomorrow. You know, that's the mindset, right?
Yeah.
Like we could still have, we're so lucky to have this experience. You know, we live somewhere where we could literally do this.
Also, it looks so beautiful.
Like, it really does.
Like, anyways.
Yeah.
Nobody tell him there's alligators.
Least of his worries.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Abundant mindset about being a kid, believing you can do anything.
Delusion is the solution.
Yeah.
So, I know it sounds silly, but like, I say Delulu is the Salulu all the time. But like, it really is. There is a healthy amount of delusion that everyone has to have to have the courage to do something that feels hard or scary. Mm-hmm. So whether it's, you know, going into a new career path or interviewing for a job, like that's stepping out of your comfort zone and doing things that are really scary. But if you go into that interview and say like, oh, I'm getting this job, I know it, nothing can stop me. Nothing's going to stop you.
Well, and to that point, it's like things like being an entrepreneur and having to go back to a corporate job, being an entrepreneur and having to Uber.
Yep.
It's that too, like going into that and feeling like, oh, like this is awful, but then believing and knowing this is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
This is for a purpose. It's not my forever.
Yep.
Like that's when that's the real shit that we deal with, like on a day-to-day basis. That's like, okay, we have to really dig into our abundant mindset at this point. Like those are the realities that, you know, might happen, but it's really like, you know, you have to show up and just believe.
Yeah.
Right.
And
and it's not easy.
No.
And it's scary, like what you're saying.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we'll end on like something that is an active practice. And so when we say it's an active choice, putting, you know, using that as an example. But so because this is an active choice, you are going to have countless thoughts, and I am still working on this every day, so I don't have this nailed down, and I'm still learning.
Yeah, for sure, I am too.
Yeah, but you have countless thoughts every day, so every conscious thought that you have, if it is negative, if it's coming from a mindset of lack or scarcity, flip it.
Decide, realize there is another option.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's work, but
like it's harder. It's probably going to be harder than it is. It's easier to take the negative route most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, using an example, if you look yourself in the mirror and you think to yourself, I don't look the way that I want to look, or you have these negative thoughts, you have to make an active practice to flip it and say in your head, I look exactly how I'm supposed to look. Or even crazier, even wilder, say, I look perfect. Yeah. I am perfect.
You're perfect. I mean, there's always room for improvement. So if you aren't happy with how you look, then I say, okay, well, I am perfectly capable.
Well, what ends up happening, though, is when you tell yourself over and over again that you're perfect, or you look, you are beautiful or incredible, you then do the things to become that mindset.
Yeah, you free up your brain, like we were saying in the beginning, like you free up space then to work on whatever else you need, you know, and like living that authentic life and being feeling good about yourself.
Boom.
Boom. Okay. So should we touch on our intention for the week?
Well, I feel like it should be from the book.
Oh yeah.
Or how we're going to create
more abundance in our day to day.
Yeah.
Day to day. Yeah. I think, that's a good one. So basically just focusing on how we can go about like working toward more of an authentic life, like our authentic selves, so that we can have an abundant life. So yeah, I agree. Maybe our intention is just to, like we said, like go to the beach and play, or, you know, me writing for fun and gonna go see Blink. So that'll be me living abundantly too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, work life, woo.
We're going to have a theme song eventually, or like an intro and outro.
Yes.
It'll be really good. But I'm glad that we got this episode where we needed it. And thank y'all for patience and not releasing when we didn't release last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like in the sermon, everything happens when it needs to happen.
Yep.
So
work life, woo.
All right, mic tap. Cheers.
Oh, we're not going to cheers.
Well, we're going to air cheers.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ding.
Okay. We'll see y'all, or we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.